Dustin Kopp on KFMO News, and joining me right now is Madison County Sheriff Katie McCutcheon, and we are at Critical Mineral Recovery, where a massive fire has taken place this afternoon. Sheriff, can you kind of give us an idea of like when this started and what it entails to be able to put a fire out like this?
So the Madison County 911 communications received the call approximately 1:37 p.m. today about a fire at the battery plant. It was come in as a first alarm commercial fire, which requires multiple agencies around the area. We've got approximately 25 fire agencies here and multiple law enforcement agencies for traffic control for the people, just to make sure everybody's safe. As far as we have been told, there has been no injuries throughout this incident, and that we appreciate everybody's due diligence and not coming this way. I know people want to see what's going on, but we're working traffic. We've got MoDOT, we've got Highway Patrol here for road closures, and we've got Highway 72 shut down from 00 to Lincoln Drive.
Now, one major issue is the type of material that is inside this building, the worry of it exploding, or the mineral and the kind of content itself breathing it in. What is the concern for residents around the area?
As far as the concern, the plant manager or operations manager has told us that the individuals, the residents that's living northwest of the mineral area plant or the critical mineral recovery plant needs to evacuate if they are in the path of the smoke. And as far as what's the contents of the smoke, he was not concerned if there was going to be any hazardous waste or material in the smoke.
All right, Sheriff, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm Dustin Kopp on KFMO News.